The Blues Hour on United DJs Radio with Kid Jensen and Roger McCormick.
That week just flew by, didn't it, Roger?
It sure did, Kid. And here we are again with another great lineup of tracks for the Blues Hour. What have we got this week, Kid?
Well, I've brought along a Jimi Hendrix track called Red House, which is one of his early recordings. We've got Gloria from John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison together, and other gems that you've brought along.
Well, yes, we've got some brand new material from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, a brand new album out, which is really good, called Signs, and some new British acts that I've only come across quite recently, but they're sensationally good. The Nick Steed Five, for example.
Yeah.
And a lovely girl singer called Jo Harmon.
Who reminds you of a couple of other girl singers that we know very well, but that's not a bad thing, never.
Oh, she's got a beautiful, soulful voice. Yeah. And some older material from Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda.
And some Canned Heat to kick off with their version of Let's Work Together. Heat's version of a very familiar song by Wilbert Harrison, originally, but Roxy Music got a hold of it, and so too did...
Well, no, Brian Ferry recorded it. I never know which one is Brian Ferry, which was Roxy Music. I tend to mix them up. I can't think why. But anyway, let's wait. That was quite a favourite in the discos, wasn't it? It was a crossover hit. Everyone
absolutely right. Yeah.
Did very well for them.
Purists, I hope they don't mind that we didn't play the original, but I just think the Canned Heat version is...
Oh, it's quite
in super. Your face.
Absolutely. So next up is a historic track in a way. It's dates back to the mid-60s, around about 65, 66. A Los Angeles-based band that is called the Rising Suns and featured two guys that went on to be major individual stars.
Did they ever? Rai Cooter's on here as a 17-year-old player. And so too is Taj Mahal. I remember seeing him in America once, and instead of a percussion section with the conventional drums and tom-toms and things like that, he was using sousaphones and tubas to provide him with his bass line, which I thought was novel and worked really well.
Oh, he's an amazing musician, Taj Mahal, and still going strong. And, well, so yes, the track coming up is the Rising Suns, Taj Mahal with Rai Kuda, various other band members as well, and Walking Down the Line.
Tell it to my troubled mind. Just a walking down the line. Just a walking down the line. Walking down the line, feeling mighty fine. Got to tell it to my troubled mind. Trouble in mind. Just a walking down the line, feeling mighty fine. Got to tell it to my trouble in mind.
So that was The Rising Suns featuring Taj Mahal on lead vocal and numerous instruments, as well as Rai Kuda on the usual half a dozen instruments that he plays as well, and Walking Down the Line.
In fact, we've got another Taj Mahal track to play. This one is called Blues Ain't Nothing.
Blues Ain't Nothing But a Woman Looking for a Man, apparently.
Woo!
This is from his album Dance in the Blues, Taj Mahal.
Wanna, she got the
So that was Taj Mahal and Blues Ain't Nothing But a Woman Looking for a Man.
You sure about that?
Yeah, well, so they say in the song. I'm not sure whether it's politically correct anymore, but we don't care. Well, we care. We all care. Very deeply. Which is why the next track, of course, is called Squeezebox. But we won't go into the lyrics of Squeezebox.
No, it was originally sung by Roger Daltrey, of course, with The Who. And this version is by our friend Taj Mahal.
With Keb Mo. And together they, surprisingly enough, call themselves Taj Mo, which is also the title of the album from which this comes. And it's their version of The Who's original hit, Squeezebox.
Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest, and when daddy comes home, he never gets no rest.
Their version of Squeezebox, the original big hit for The Who back in the 70s. A nice new version of it there.
They must have had fun recording that in the studio, I would imagine.
I imagine they did. Sounds like they're having a ball. Anyway, we're now coming on to something a little bit slower, very sort of soulful, moody. Lovely classic song from B.B. King. Duetting with Tracy Chapman.
Of Fast Car fame.
As well as other great songs like Baby Can I Hold You and Talking About a Revolution. But this is their version, Tracy and BB, of BB's wonderful song, The Thrill Is Gone.
Thank you.
baby. Girl has gone away from me. No, you done me wrong, baby. You'll be sorry someday.
Blues Hour with Kid Jensen and Roger McCormick. Damn right, we've got the blues.
So that was B.B. King with Tracy Chapman, and The Thrill Is Gone. The next track is a bit of a thriller though, isn't it, Kid? It's one that goes way back to the mid-60s originally.
Well, Van Morrison has always been a big blues fan. That was his motivation, I think, in the early days. And here he is with a guy that would have been one of his heroes throughout, and that is John Lee Hooker. And the two of them have got together to do a version, which has been recorded a few times by them.
By them?
By them.
The band, them.
The band, them. And this is after Van had left them. So take that. So
I didn't know he joined Take That. Now that would have been interesting. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. So this is from a Van solo album called Too Long in Exile, which has a number of guest artists on it.
Yeah.
And on this version of Gloria, we have the
aforementioned
the aforementioned irrepressible and, yes, incomparable John Lee Hooker. Yes, Van Morrison, John Lee Hooker and Gloria.
She come around here about midnight. She come around here about midnight. Make me feel so good. Every night about midnight, come to my home, make me feel alright. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. She come in my room, make me feel so good. You know what a woman do? Wow, wow, she make me feel alright. She's a natural-born woman, natural-born soul sender. Natural-born woman, natural-born soul sender. Come here by midnight. Yeah, yeah.
I tell you about my baby. When those comes around,
whoa, whoa,
whoa. 5 feet 4.
Midnight.
From my head to the ground.
Well, well.
Come around here.
Hold on by midnight.
Till about midnight.
Midnight, midnight.
Man, she make me feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel alright.
You feel alright, that woman's a runner.
And her name is G.
G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Van Morrison with John Lee Hooker and Gloria. G-L-O-R-A-I? No, G-L-O...
Here we
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
I think we nailed it that time.
Finally got there. Well, here's a much easier song to remember, Red House.
That's right, which appeared on the Jimi Hendrix Experience debut album. And he, again, is somebody that credited the blues to his success right in the early days, because that's what he used to play, especially when he used to have the blues growing up and trying to make it. But he made it, and he left behind a legacy of all kinds of music, but specifically the blues. And from that, it's Red House.
Guitarist of all time, such a tragedy that he didn't have a longer life. Jimi Hendrix from the first Experience album, Are You Experienced, and Red House, great blues playing there from Jimmy. And the next guy could play blues guitar pretty well as well, I think, Kian.
Or so he maintains in this song about his frustrations of not making it in the music biz when others, who he obviously regards himself as superior to, are making it. It all comes together. It's a fun song, and I hope you'll enjoy this, because I haven't played it for a long time. Albert King, not Collins, Albert King, and this is Cold Feet.
Keep raising sail about baby chord. Yeah, hitting the B flat right. I'm gonna make a hit if it's the last thing I do. Now that I come home to you, you'll put your cold feet on me. Get warm with your feet, woman. Hanging around the studio for 3 days in a row now. Think ain't nobody gonna get out of here but Sam and Dave. Rufus Thomas, Carl and Thomas, and Eddie Floyd. They the only one know how to play the blues. I play the blues myself. Yeah. Give it this job to the blues across the country. If you don't dig this, you got a hole in your soul.
So that was Albert King and Cold Feet. That's a terrific track, kids. It sounds like he just wandered into the studio and thought he'd have a go at some of his mates on the same label, the Stax label.
And he had such a distinctive sound. It wasn't because he didn't play many notes. He didn't play many notes, but each note he played counted for something.
Exactly, yes, an economical style, Albert King. One of the three kings, B.B. King, Freddie King and Albert King. Three kings of blues. Well, I said earlier in the show that we're going to play something from the brand new Tedeschi Trucks band, the album called Signs. Very sorry to hear of the recent untimely death of their great keyboard player, Kofi Burbridge, who I gather had a serious heart condition. But yeah, that's bad news. But the good news is Tedeschi Trucks band are on the road and they're coming to London. I think they're playing at the Palladium sometime this year. I saw them maybe a couple of years ago at the O2. They were absolutely brilliant. Yeah. They are a sensational band. And this track is When Will I Begin?
There are papers surrounding me, keeping me buried beneath the sea. These are the things weighing me down, not letting me breathe or make a sound. But it's not too late to start anew. Some help you can do. Show me what to do. When will I begin? When will I begin? When will I begin to be free? When will I begin? When will I begin? When will I begin to be free? Oh. will I begin? When will I begin? When will I begin to be free? When will I begin? When will I begin? When will I begin to be free? When will I begin?
It's bold, it's brash, and it's blue right through. The Blues Hour on United DJs Radio.
So that was the amazing Tedeschi Trucks Band and When Will I Begin from their brand new album Signs. And the next track, Kid, is a wonderful British singer who's had a couple of albums out, Joe Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a track that came out as a single just last month in January.
Should we give it a spin?
I think we should. It's Cloudy, a track I think originally recorded by the Average White Band, and this is Joe Harmon.
Baby. Ooh.
is one beautiful voice, isn't it?
Isn't that absolutely right?
It, as I think you were saying, somewhat reminiscent of Joni Mitchell, not just because it refers to Cloud, it's all cloudy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But just the style, the solo voice sitting at the piano, and such a natural delivery.
Her image, she looks like she'd be singing sort of rock chick stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'm sure that's in her repertoire, but that particular song is very, very soulful, absolutely beautiful.
Well picked.
Thank you.
And next, moving on.
Well, we're going to have another new track from a British band called the Nick Steed Five.
These guys are really good.
It's a really smooth, very accomplished, slightly jazzy feel to this. It's the title track from their new album, Feeling for the Blues, the Nick Steed Five.
Thank you. my shoes. It's time to take some action. Got a feeling for the blue. There's no easy way about it. I'm gonna lace up my shoes. Take some action. I've got a feeling for
the Nick Steed 5 and Feeling for the Blues. It's an excellent album, and that's the title track from it. Do check them out. They're touring at the moment, the Nick Steed 5. I'm sure you can find them around the UK in the first quarter of 2019, the Nick Steed 5. The next track, Kid, is quite unusual. It's a very sort of, almost...
Progressive.
Progressive, that's the word I'm looking for. Do you remember prog rock?
Van der Graaf Generator.
That's the one. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, yeah. Pink Floyd, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is Gil Scott Heron, his last studio album, I'm New Here.
Which came out 9 years ago.
I know, it's incredible when you think of the sound, because it sounds so fresh.
About 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I met him in Nottingham. I was just walking down a street waiting for my wife, which is what I spend most of my weekends doing.
Waiting. To be a man is to wait. Oh, God, that's the second very incorrect statement I made. I'll be off the show soon.
No, never. I was walking in Nottingham when I came across two guys walking the opposite side as me, and they stopped and they said, Kid Jensen? And I said, yes. And they said, Gil Scott Heron. I said, wow. He said, I just wanted to take this chance, this opportunity to thank you for all the good work you've done on my behalf by playing my music in Europe, and your name frequently comes up. And I said, wow, that's fantastic. I was trying to absorb all this because I really was, in those days, a big fan of Gil Scott Heron, who had been plagued by drug problems and all sorts of things that were, you know, the underbelly of music really kind of got to him. But he did leave behind some nice stuff on his last album, which kind of showcases his poetry as well as his music. And this is called Me and the Devil from the album called I'm New Here.
But before we play that great track, we just need to say goodbye, Kid, because we're coming to the end of the show.
But not before we tell everyone what we thought was the pick of the bunch this week.
And I think you're going to claim this is the one that you chose. Well, you do that every week.
Cold Feet by Albert King would be my pick of the bunch.
That was a sensational track. Well, thank you for listening, everyone, to Kid Jensen and me, Roger McCormick, here on The Blues Hour. Hope you'll tune in again soon. And as by now you must surely know, we're closing with a great track by Gil Scott Heron, Me and the Devil, a revamp, in case you're wondering, of the original Robert Johnson classic that dates all the way back to 1937. But this is the 2010 version, Me and the Devil.
Yeah.